one of the jobs that's going to have tremendous value for many years to come, and that which cannot be easily automated, is the job of salvaging metals. And I don't mean just what you might think of as metal salvage right now, but what I mean is, as the economy implodes and depopulation accelerates, we're going to see a mass evacuation of things like commercial buildings, and in some areas, you know, private homes, etc. But commercial buildings in particular, they are loaded with large amounts of copper and aluminum, just in terms of the electrical wiring. But also in other elements that are used in commercial construction, you'll find various metals here and there. Well, because of the extremely high demand for these metals when it comes to building data centers, and again, even if it's just the robots building the data centers, like they're going to need metals, and there will be intrinsic demand and intrinsic premiums for those metals. Well, you're going to be able to go into commercial buildings often as, let's say, the right-of-way is auctioned off, you know, because the building is completely abandoned, nobody's going to use it ever again, but they don't want to just demolish it, so they would sell off the rights to somebody to go in and do a salvage operation. That's going to be a lucrative career. People will go in and pull the wiring out of the building. Robots won't be able to do that for a long, long time because it's a very labor-intensive job. It's actually difficult to pull those wires, you know? I mean, some of them require a lot of force to pull through all the conduit. But somebody's going to have that job to go in there and reclaim all that wire. And the thing is, when the wire comes out of those buildings, some of it, because of its extreme length, some of it's usable as is. Like, literally, some of it you can just take and use it in a new project. For other pieces that might be shorter, they could be melted down and then refined into new, you know, new cabling or new wires or what have you. But a lot of it just be able to be used as is, and it will have extreme value. You know, some of that stuff is $5 a foot, you know, seriously, especially in commercial operations. And the heavier gauge stuff is even more than that. Also, along with the wiring, you're going to have lights, you're going to have switches, circuit breakers, a lot of fundamental infrastructure in commercial buildings that will be available and that will last a long time. You know, it doesn't expire. Wires don't expire. Now, as far as residential buildings go, as the depopulation accelerates and more people are abandoning homes, because that will eventually occur, you're going to have a glut of not only the home wiring, but also home appliances. So there will be a market for salvaging home appliances, you know, washers, dryers, etc., refrigerators, and then repurposing those or reinstalling those in the homes of people who haven't yet been killed off by the robot apocalypse or other means. Because there's always going to be a demand, some level of demand for appliances. People want refrigerators that work. People want, you know, window air conditioning units, etc., washers and dryers. And some of these homes may have amazing surprises inside, such as, you know, a hidden jewelry collection, or I don't know, somebody's old firearm somewhere. I mean, there could be all kinds of different things that are found in terms of salvage operations inside homes. Now, one of the things to realize in this is that not every city is going to collapse at the same time. You're going to have some cities collapse in places like Collapsifornia, and who knows, maybe New York City, if New York City begins being run by this communist guy that seemingly is going to win the election, you're going to see a mass exodus out of some of these cities. And you're going to see a financial collapse of California also. But then you'll have other cities, like right now in Texas, cities that are growing like crazy, Dallas, Fort Worth, you know, Austin, etc. So what you're going to have is salvage operations in the collapsing cities with the reclamation of wiring and appliances and so on, and then shipping that over to the newer cities where they can be used in, you know, new homes, new apartments, or new construction. So now you're actually repurposing old materials and old appliances, and hey, that's called recycling, you know? That's called green. So you're saving the planet while you're also salvaging wiring out of homes in cities that have collapsed. That's going to happen, I believe. And I think it's actually not that far off. There are some cities in America that are just absolutely unsustainable, especially if we start to have power grid problems. And that seems increasingly likely, by the way. So I think a lot of this is coming. So be aware of all of this and stay up to date with all the news trends. You can visit my website, censored.news, which has been remade with all kinds of AI analysis of emerging news trends. And we spider about 80 censored websites now for alternative media. And that will keep you up to date on what's actually happening in the world. So check it out. And you can follow me at brightown.social or naturalnews.com or brightown.com for all of my podcasts and interviews. So thank you for listening. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.